Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this one. Because this is a cause everybody needs to get behind. There is an international, that's right, as in global, worldwide epidemic that is going on here and needs to be dealt with. I'm not kidding. This is a serious problem that everybody needs to get behind. It affects all of us. Hello, this is Kakunin from the microphone, and I am DJ Butterfly Feces here. And on the other side of this line is the one, the only, there will never be another one, Comedy Organic OK. Organic, speak up. All right, now, let me just start with tonight's show. All right, now, it's like this. If you're just joining us, you're late. You should be getting behind all this. You should be hearing all this. You should be involved in all this. I was a guy who was basically spent most of his life in McKinleyville, California. That's my home alma mater. I'm from McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. All right? Okay. Now, I've been living there for quite some time. I thought I was going to spend my whole life. I had spent my whole life there. I thought I was going to die there. I thought that was going to be it. Just me, McKinleyville. They would have my bones. I was so certain. So what happened? Well, I've been living there my whole life, coasting by, just thinking I was going to do the bare minimum, get through, get by in life. And that's okay. And that's okay. You know, I mean, I'll just sit back to stop and smell the roses every now and again. You know what I'm talking? I was just thinking I was going to do the bare minimum, get by, and enjoy life. Finally, high school came around, and it was time for me to start thinking about the rest of my dang life. So, anywho, I've been living with my parents, okay? I'm called DJ Butterfly Feces, DJ in general, because I used to have a blog talk radio show before this one. Nobody listened. I know. I hope somebody picks up and hears this. But nobody was listening. Anywho, there I was, basically, to live with my parents. I was getting to be an old age. It was getting to be the point where I actually saw it. Some of my hair was turning a little gray. This terrified me. And the truth is, I was trying to get made, trying to get discovered, trying to get noticed somehow. Something. But honestly, I didn't know what. What was I to do? Finally, eventually, near the holidays, my parents kicked me out. They said they kept me around as long as possible because otherwise they have to talk to each other. And they don't want to do that. You know how sometimes your parents basically want some time to themselves, you know, time to get to know each other? My parents didn't want that. And that's to talk to each other. They never, these are two people who basically stayed together because they didn't have the energy to go out there and find somebody else and build a relationship. I tell you that much. The truth is, I was just a guy who basically was just, I didn't have a job because you have to understand something. I love McKinleyville. I plan to spend my whole life there. And the truth is, there were no available vacancies and no jobs wanting because McKinleyville's got everything. I mean, everybody wants to stay in McKinleyville. It's the home of the world's tallest totem pole. We have beautiful forests, lovely beach.
Yeah.
All that.
What's going on? This comedy are getting okay.
There you are, finally. Eventually, I was out on my own. When I remember, the night I was thrown out, I remember I was walking through the woods and whatnot, passing the waterfall, went by the campsite. And Organic, there you were. There you and the gang were. You and the others. I was taken aback. I thought I knew everybody in town. Obviously, you guys aren't from town. Anywho, there it was, there I was. I sit back, introduce myself, and asked to sit down in the hope that you could basically spare some of those morsels of the food you were cooking. Truth is, there I was. I mean, there I was, basically just sort of destitute and whatever. And you told me about this whole journey that you were taking. You were going around all over the world, not just America, but globally going around there, helping pick up garbage and helping deal with the homeless, helping to basically get the homeless living better. I thought, this is a sign of human evolution. This is a revolutionist right here. Anywho, what happened was, hearing all this, you invited me to join. You swore me in. You gave me the moniker, the handle, DJ Butterfly Feces. I disliked it then, as I did now. Then you told me the whole story, the whole bit about how, okay, the caterpillar. Everyone knows how the caterpillar spins the cocoon for itself. That's its little workshop. It goes in there to work and toil and flourish, and it emerges a beautiful butterfly. Everyone knows of that because the butterfly is beautiful and the metaphor for life is in there. But tell me, what about the droppings it leaves behind, that little fertile manure? Everything grows from it. Okay, not everything, but some things do. People don't take the time to realize that. Dookie has a purpose. Anywho, there I was, and before I knew it, we basically camped out there that night, and the next morning, there we were basically on a plane. You agreed to basically bring me along on the tour. You said you'd pay for everything, whatever. And we go around there saving the world. That New Year's Day, there we were in Vicenza, Italy. I noticed that Italy was basically very beautiful. It was gorgeous, but had problems with garbage and homeless people too. This problem is everywhere. Everywhere. So anywho, there we were, basically, on our expedition. Now, if you listen to our last show, we were in Sherman Oaks Organic. Do you remember that? Yeah, he's gone again. Dang it. He's got to stop doing this.
Yeah, I remember that, sir.
All right. We did quite a bit of good there. I got to admit, I wasn't really ecstatic about seeing Sherman Oaks, but in a way, it was a little bit easy. It was a little bit easier. It wasn't as difficult, whatever, and whatnot, like so many of the others were. Now, there we were headed out of Sherman Oaks. I was kind of happy about it. I mean, I know I told you, I always wish we could stick around a little bit longer at the places we were at. It always felt like we left too soon. I wish we could stick around and make more of an impact. But come on, Sherman Oaks was such, I don't know, it had a nice cozy homebody feel to it. But I was just anxious to be somewhere else. No offense to people who reside in Sherman Oaks. The Sherman Oaks homebodies, chicken heads from Sherman, I got nothing but love for you. Really. But, I don't know, looking at my anyway, I know when we were there, we made some kind of impact. It was a little easier to do so. We did. I took some pride in that. Now it's time for our next expedition. So where's that? Where are we headed next? All I wanted to know. Where to next? Okay, told me. Marie told me it's a surprise. Now, let's talk about something else. We're talking about all we have been doing so far. So far, we had gone along to all these places and whatnot. We had picked up garbage. We had tried to basically get a few homeless people off the streets. We tried to build more of that housing pods for people. But once again, you see, the problem with them is that it's the same like any other shelter. It costs money. Now, I'm sorry, I'm pausing too much. Now, the question remained, what to do now? What to do now? I asked where to, and I also happened to mention we could basically keep on cutting their hair and nails. You know, we did a bit of that for some of them, you know. Try to get them a little bit well-groomed, try to get people cleaned up and whatnot. Get them a little sanitized. Even someone on the street could take pride in their appearance. Some of them wanted to look worse, so there'd be more charity. You feel sorry for them, all that. But, you know, all that work, picking up all that trash, trying to convince the system to save people they didn't want to save. I told you how trying it was on me. I was starting to feel the strain. Work to the bone, past the bone even. Organic told me, it's a job, it's a crusade. So what'd you expect? We're all here on a mission. I know I said this to you before, but damn it, straight to my mom, I'll say it again. We're not just here to have fun. This is work. We are saving these people. You know how many people would kill for the gig you got? Being able to go around on somebody else's dime, making this world a better place. People are dying to work so they could support themselves and keep their homes. Take a moment, one more, think about how good you got it, and how somebody, almost anybody, will snap up this chair gig you got like that. You know how easy it would be to find somebody else who can do this? Who can do it without complaining? Whatever. I roll my eyes. I get it. But dang, I'm just telling you, it's tiring me. Where are we going? He continued to grin sheepishly like he just farted. It's a surprise. Anywho, I sat there and waited. After a long enough trip, there it was, our next stop, San Francisco. Let me just start by saying it's one of the cities I wanted to frequent. I was curious about it. San Fran, a big city. The city. You know, I always thought it was weird that people from the Bay Area, you know, who live out in the Bay Area, they always call San Francisco the city. I understood why New Yorkers who lived in New York State called New York City the city. I got that. But the state of California is not, it's not called California City. It's San Francisco. San Fran, I understood. But there we were. Now, before we decided to basically do anything, Organic wants to get a good lay of the land, see how many people out here are homeless. How many people are living in tents and all that and whatnot? How many people are basically without means? How many vagabonds do they have? And there were a lot. And the garbage was more frequent. I know. I just complained after leaving a small town because it wasn't all that interesting, but it was so much easier. And I just basically looked around at all this. And I remember thinking to myself, dang, must be a real happening city. So there we were. We got off at the station. I took a moment to drink all this into revel with how we were actually in San Francisco. I noticed all the people living in tents. There were more tents than there were buildings. I thought, well, it seemed that way. And this was a big city, so I knew I'd have to do something big on a big scale. Make a big splash. You know what I'm talking kind of that I know. See, a big city, they got the most, you know, help in the homeless trash programs and whatnot, but they don't do as much as they should because the city is just so damn big. The bigger city, the meaner people are. They tend to take human life for granted. Dang. I basically took a deep breath, and I went out there and started picking up all that garbage. There was plenty of it, especially in the areas where the homeless and the tents resided. The vagabonds seem used to it. It's a thing, you know, that, you know, those homeless people, they're always kind of, they tend to usually be covered in garbage. That people, they've been thrown out like the trash itself, you know? We're poisoning ourselves doing that. This epidemic problem has basically become something that is destroying all of us. It's 7:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Let us know what you're thinking. What's going on with you? What do you think about what we're doing, going around here, doing all this help, saving the planet? We all need to get together and do something about it. Please, let us know what you're thinking. What would you do? Okay, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, tell me. You remember how big that city was, right? All those people in tents who had garbage all over them. How they had to live in the garbage and whatnot, and how bad it was. I mean, dang. I took a look around. Even Organic told me, no, we're not here to sightsee. Okay, we'll do some of that. We will. We're going to engulf in things and all that. We'll engage things like that. We'll do it. We'll do that. Yeah, sure. After we basically have done enough good here. There was so much trash. Like I did in every city we went to, I tried to make friends there with the vagabonds. I said, hi, how are you? They were a little hesitant of me. They were scared. Because there are people on the streets who see homeless people and think, now, you know what? They can't inform the police and whatnot. They're not taxpaying whatevers. I should attack them. I can get away with that. People just thrown away. What to do? There I was trying to figure out how to basically just help. And I thought, okay, I'm sure San Francisco's got some homeless programs, but I need to find a way to get them to expand them, albeit even slightly, even a little tiny bit. And this town is so dirty. Once again, it was kind of hard basically having to, you know, groom the homeless, which some of us were doing. We were giving them some stuff, helping them, you know, cut their hair and whatnot. I mean, once in a while, we basically just went to a store of some kind and just gave them some stuff, you know. They needed to clean. They needed to shave. They needed something. It's such a problem. A real problem. And in a big city, see how epic it was. I asked some of them, what's it like here in San Francisco? And they told me the same thing they'd said in a lot of other cities. I'm like, it's the best city there is. They wouldn't want to live anywhere else. They may be homeless, but they're happy to be homeless here. It's a real thing. Beautiful. I asked them, what can we do to help? Get us some money? Yeah. I don't think it's going to help everybody. I mean, once again, I like the fact that basically nowadays, while businesses are failing, there's more apartments and housing being built. But all that stuff costs money. It costs money to keep it all going, to make the trade and do whatever. And there's not enough of that. These people don't have the money they need. Dang me. Now, I personally asked one of them to show me around the city, show me around town. I'll buy you a burger, fries, and a drink. Show me around town. And he did. He showed me the town. He showed me a lot of the city. Showed me a lot of whatever. Once again, it was special. Now, I just looked around and saw how many people there were to save. And I basically thought to myself, I started to cry for a minute. No, I'm serious. I started to cry. No, it's not just because the city was so damn beautiful. It was the fact that I'm just realizing there's too many lives like this. We can't save them all. We're not going to be able to save them. I know we're trying to save as many as possible. I mean, it's been said that there's all this space on the planet for houses, places for people to live, that there is. But there's not enough jobs. There's not enough opportunities. There's not enough people. There's too many people. And every day technology gets more and more advanced, more and more people are thrown out of work. I talked to one of the vagabonds that was in San Fran. One of them told me, he said, inflation, prices go up on everything except my paycheck. I didn't get a huge salary increase. And everything is costing more now. Everything. I wanted to know something should be done. I went to some of the homeless shelters with some of the vagabonds. I try to get them admitted there. I try to make a point that, you know, these people need a place to stay. They're good people. They're decent people and whatever. And they told me they understand there's a lot of people who are thrown out. It's sad, but it's what's going on. It's messed up is what it is. Something should be done about it. I tried to explain that one of the problems is, I don't know, maybe welfare needs to increase. Maybe they need like tax breaks for the rich. I don't know, something needs to happen. There's got to be something. What to do? Everything costs money. I sat down and talked to the people from basically San Fran, from the city. And they assured me some of them were there with their families. Many of them talked about how they couldn't keep up with inflation. Some jobs, like people are making less, nice that they're raising minimum wage, but they raise everything else, so everything evens out. They talked to me about how basically they were just destitute. And the city, it's a big city. There's a lot of people coming by here. They can't leave. Where would they go? How would they get there? Everything costs money. Nowadays, jobs, schools just teach you how to work for money. And you wind up basically spending your life devoted to your job, earning. It's all about earning. It's all about earning. Having to get what to do. Some of them said they didn't even want to basically go to a homeless shelter because they were talking about how those places can get awfully dirty. I'm afraid their stuff would get stolen. You know, I said it gets stolen right here on the street. People take from each other. Sure. They're in those shantytown communities and whatnot. I thought, we're all hoping that things are going to get so bad, people are going to change. Things will change because, look, it's like airline food. It used to be horrible. So were school lunches, but enough people made a point about them so that now that food is really good. It's the same thing with your guidance counselor. You remember guidance counselor used to be the most worthless profession on the planet, but now they're really helping people think about their future now because enough people complained about it. Maybe this homeless problem will get bad enough that someone's going to do something. But even I was wondering, when is that going to happen? Every single day, the homeless population rises and rises and rises. People still overpopulate with more and more people. People are getting broke. Everybody's going broke. It's a bad thing. It truly is. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I thought, okay, let's try and help these people. Let's do something. We picked up garbage in San Fran. I don't know if that's all we did. And I bought a guy a meal. The panhandling. People are panhandling. I don't know. To me, it's just getting worse. I know. Every problem gets worse unless you make it better, unless you do something. But even I was a member, I was wondering, what is that something? What is the answer? Everyone needs to get together and do something about it. To fight for, you know, good health. But are people going to do that? Dang. I mean, really, honestly. There I was, just wanting to scream. I just thought that there's no hope for any of us. The human race is just doomed. We're just really picking garbage. We're not ill. I just started wanting to break down and cry. Like, it's so dang good. We're not helping enough. We're not doing enough. And I mean, I don't just mean that. I'm not talking about Organic Glorious Troop. Oh, no. See, that was an organization that was really helping out. I'm talking about the human race in general. We're destroying the planet. We're destroying ourselves. We're destroying each other. What to do? I don't know. There I was, basically just feeling destitute. I wonder, it's not so bad. I'll spend my life doing this. I'll spend my life. But doing what? How do I really help? You've been listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. We invite you to get involved with the cause. The homeless epidemic is getting worse and worse, and we need to do something about it on a global scale. We need to come up with some kind of system. Please. We're here at 1-515-605. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I'd like to thank you all for listening tonight. Thank you for getting involved at some point. Someone, please listen to this, hear this, and want to do something better. Thank you. Good night.